Now, in going through the locks where you have been, such as in Panama, you come in from the Atlantic or the Pacific Ocean, you're going to be raised up some 85 feet over Gatun Lake, which is fresh water. And then you're going to be let down into the other ocean. When the, okay, now Gatun Lake, his nominal level is 85 feet. As they let the water out of Gatun Lake, in order to raise your ship, you've got to have every lines very tight. Because there's a mixture of water there between the hot and the cold. And it's turbulent when it comes out of the big pipes at the bottom of the locks. The cold water and the hot water are fighting for position. And you've got to be very tight. So and what I'm emphasizing is the dynamics when hot and cold water meet. And those are important considerations nautically.
When you say tight, you said tight? Do you use the word tight?
Your lines.
Oh, the lines on the sides.
Oh, yeah. Now, I don't know how other canals work, but when you go through the locks,
right.
You have at least, for a large ship, at six of these pony locomotives up on the land, right beside the canal. Two in the bow, two amidships, and two astern. And they all take a tight strain, and they walk you through there. You don't use your engines to go through the locks, unless you're a small boat. Because they do lock through, that's the term for moving. They do lock through more than one ship, but there's some small boats there. They all can get in there, the one lock, and go through. They wouldn't open it for a small ship, well, unless he pays. But sailors and things like that, recreation, they can get in there and be raised up.